Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, located in Reston, Virginia, serving the entire DC metro area with clients across the country. If you'd like to know more about the firm, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Or if you'd like to make an appointment, call us at 703-218-2100 to talk with one of our 60 attorneys. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog at blueprintforwealth.org, where you can get videos, audios, and articles of interest in tax, estate, and business planning. And also, I invite you to subscribe to my new blog in the Washington Business Journal online, known as bizjournals.com in the Washington edition. In the BizBeat section, my Blueprint for Wealth column now reappears twice a month, talking about topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. Now, a shameless plug for a concert that I'm singing in this weekend. I'm part of the Master Singers of Virginia, and I hope and really ask for all of you to come out to one of our two concerts. One is at Our Savior's Way Lutheran Church in Ashburn, Virginia, where we're going to be singing Rachmaninoff's Vespers, an all-night vigil, which is a fantastic a cappella piece, one of the greatest a cappella pieces ever written, and it is a really moving experience. Our Savior's Way, Saturday, February 23rd, 7 p.m., that's tonight, or on Sunday, February 24th in Falls Church at the Falls Church Episcopal Church at 7 p.m. Again, Master Singers of Virginia performing Rachmaninoff's Vespers. Today, we're going to be talking about the fiscal cliff legislation that came into effect on January the 2nd. And, you know, we've been discussing in sort of in general aspects of the legislation. I'd like to talk a little bit in greater detail about the part of the legislation that deals with so-called Roth conversion options that are now made available for Section 401k plans, as well as other nonprofit plans available under 403b and 457. ATRA is known as the American Taxpayer Relief Act, gained final approval from Congress on January the 1st, and again was passed by signature of the President on January the 2nd. It expanded the code by extending the existing limited in-plan Roth conversion options to all amounts under plans that allow elective deferrals, such as 401k plans. Again, it was available for IRA conversions. Now it's available for 401k plans, including those amounts that are not even eligible for distribution. These new rules apply to in-plan Roth conversions in taxable years after December 31, 2012, meaning for 2013 going forward. Plan sponsors may want to take the opportunity to amend their plans to add or expand the applicable in-plan Roth conversion feature. What is an in-plan Roth conversion? Well, if it's permitted under the terms of the plan, meaning that if it's not, you're going to want to amend the plan, participants of a Section 401k plan or also a 403b plan for nonprofits and certain governmental 457b plans can elect an in-plan Roth conversion. This means that they transfer assets from their non-Roth accounts to a designated Roth account in the same plan. An in-plan Roth conversion of non-Roth pre-tax dollars to Roth after-tax dollars causes the entire converted amount to be taxed in the year of conversion. And of course, it's going to be taxed like compensation as ordinary income. But what it also does is that it allows you to defer and essentially avoid any future income tax on distributions from the amounts that you converted. So if these amounts are invested wisely and grow in value in the future, then qualified distributions will be tax-free, including any accumulated earnings on these plans, so long as the plan, and this is key, so long as the account has been in place for at least 5 years. So you can convert, keep it in the plan for 5 years, and then start pulling it out tax-free as long as also the distribution satisfies certain other restrictions. Under the old rules, it was possible to engage in what are called in-plan Roth conversions, but they were much more limited. Under the old rules, conversions were limited to amounts that were otherwise distributable under tax law and the terms of the plan. What that means is, under the old rules, you had to be at least 59 and a half or qualify for a hardship distribution in order to take out a deferral so that it would be treated as a Roth conversion. Today, that 59 and a half age rule limitation is gone, and so are the hardship deferral rules, meaning that you can pull it out at any time as long as you convert it and put it back in to a Roth plan, beginning in 2013. So eligible plans that include an in-plan Roth contribution feature can offer participants the option of converting any amounts that are held in the plan to after-tax Roth amounts, regardless of whether they're currently distributable under the law. So if you're 30 years old and you want to convert your 401k plan into a Roth 401k and your plan allows for it, you can do it. You just have to keep the assets in there for at least 5 years. All vested assets in an eligible plan can be converted. So this does not apply to unvested amounts. By broadening the pool of eligible assets, this new rule is going to enable plan sponsors to provide participants with many more opportunities to convert pre-tax dollars into Roth after-tax dollars. This can be really attractive for those people in low tax brackets who've got assets outside of the plan that can be used to pay taxes on the conversion. Remember, when you convert the Roth into the Roth 401k, you have to have cash available to pay the income tax on the amount conversion. You could use some of the plan assets to do that, but that's not the most efficient way to do it. Beginning in 2013, plan sponsors will have the option, but not the obligation, to amend eligible plans to add or expand these in-plan Roth conversion features. The new rule is a permissive rule rather than mandatory, so therefore, it really requires that your plan sponsor be aware of these opportunities. It's not required to offer the expanded option. So if you want to know more about it, give us a call at 703-218-2100. Now, there's a second piece to this puzzle, and I want to talk about the fact that the ATRA changed the estate tax rules. The estate tax rules were going to fall down so that the exemptions would fall down to $1 million apiece federally. They're now $5.25 million. So what that means is, and we haven't really discussed it, is that you still have an opportunity, if you have significant net worth, to transfer assets to the next generation at little or no tax cost from a transfer tax perspective. What I mean by that is the Congress changed the estate tax rules favorably and did not do away with some of the more advanced and sexy planning techniques that we've been using for our high net worth clients. Those techniques survived. They may not be long lived, however. With the prospect of tax reform and deficit reduction facing us squarely in the eye, these advanced estate planning techniques may disappear in short order. These include transfers to a trust known as a grantor-retained annuity trust that may have a very short term, transfers by sale or gift to an intentionally defective grantor trust where, for estate tax purposes, the assets are out of the estate permanently, but you pay the income tax on the trust. Transfers using valuation discounts, where you can claim a discount for the interest in a closely held business that you're transferring to your heirs or to trusts for your heirs. Discounts as high as 40 or 45% as certified by a valuation expert. These techniques survived the ATRA, the enactment of ATRA. They may not be around very long, so we're trying to get our clients to focus on the fact that while we have a higher exemption, there are still planning techniques that are being used today that may not be available. Another technique that the Obama administration has frowned upon and frankly wants to shut down is the ability to use so-called dynasty trusts as the transferee of these assets. What I mean by that is that you may gift or sell an asset to a trust for the benefit not only of your children, but of your grandchildren and their children and grandchildren. These dynasty trusts, under common law and statutory law of almost all 50 states and the District of Columbia, can survive forever. They are essentially multi-generational trusts that can pass on wealth, estate and generation-skipping transfer tax free from generation to generation. The Obama administration has said that they really want to limit the use of these types of trusts by limiting their scope and their duration to only 90 years, so that at the end of 90 years, distributions made out of these trusts would be subject to some type of transfer tax, probably generation-skipping transfer tax, which would be imposed at the highest rate of 40%, which is the new rate that's imposed under ATRA. Of course, if you've got questions about 401k Roth conversions or about estate tax and estate tax planning under ATRA and where we're headed in the future, give us a call at Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Also, don't forget Master Singers of Virginia at Our Savior's Way tonight in Ashburn, Virginia, and tomorrow night, February the 24th, in the Falls Church Episcopal Church. Thanks for listening. Join me right after the break.